What do we know right now about the efficacy of either one of these agents?
Well, there's been a little bit more data with 6474, and I think we might see an update of this at ASCO this year, a second-line trial in which docetaxel was the control arm, and then two different doses of 6474 were combined, either 100 milligrams or 300 milligrams. And the progression-free survival curves were dramatically better for the 100-milligram combination versus the 300-milligram combination. And remember, I mentioned before, at 100 milligrams of 6474, you're probably getting primarily VEGF inhibition, whereas 300, you're getting some EGFR inhibition. So it's interesting that we go back to these trials that we had of combining anti-EGFR drugs with chemotherapy that didn't make a difference. And this trial is reminiscent of that experience because rarely do you see a higher dose of the drug produce a worse outcome. There were no major toxicity issues with the drug, so you can't blame it on toxic deaths or patients weren't getting the drug. But it suggests that based upon the mechanism of action that really we don't know that anti-EGFR inhibition at the time you're giving chemotherapy is a good thing. After all, the INTACT trials and Tribute and Talent were all negative in that population. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is that in that phase two trial, there was a very impressive difference in the progression-free survival of patients treated with 6474 at the 100 milligram dose. And so I think that there was enough of a signal in most of our opinions from that phase two to go into phase three. And I think that that's what's happening now.